Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week on the show with us this evening. For the very first time, actually, we've got the drummer of Kitty, Mercedes Lander, with us. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm doing great. Kitty has a documentary coming out called Origins Evolution, and the heart of the documentary is the story of women empowered to defy stereotypes. What similarities are there between today's social climate and the course that you've taken as a band?
Well, it was a long, hard struggle for us. I think things are a lot different now than they were when we started in the mid-90s. So, but with today's climate, I mean, I feel like there's a lot more of a positive dialogue about female empowerment and stuff like that. And back then, I don't think that there was a whole lot of that. It didn't seem very positive. I think people kind of really focused on the fact that we were girls and for the wrong reasons. And I feel like now things are definitely a lot different. It's a lot easier to kind of be a female in a band, especially in a metal band.
Mercedes Lander of Kitty is with us. We're talking about Kitty's upcoming documentary, which is coming out on March 30th. Going back, though, to Kitty's debut album, it's the title track, Spit. Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, Mercedes Lander, drummer of Kitty, is with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the Kitty documentary, Origins Evolution. And compiling a documentary about your career is something that's both bold and vulnerable. At any time throughout the process, did you think this is reliving or revealing things that make you uncomfortable?
Well, I mean... At any point in anybody's career, you're going to obviously, nothing's going to be 100% perfect. You know, you're going to have issues with personnel. You're going to have all sorts of stuff happen, right? So when putting this documentary together, I think keeping that in mind, of course, we wanted to make sure that everybody... if they were willing to, got to tell their side of the story. Obviously there were probably some parts of the interviews for other people and for myself that were uncomfortable. But at the same time, you know, I've lived it once already, so I mean, it can't get any worse, right?
Mercedes Lander of Kitty is with us. The Kitty documentary and DVD, Blu-ray, and CD release date is March 30th. Pre-orders are available now. Quick break. Jamie Josta is going to be checking in next for Josta's weekly pick from The Pit. We've got music from Pantera, Venom. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie. Mercedes Lander of Kitty is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about the Kitty documentary, Origins Evolution, which it isn't really just a documentary. It includes a live CD as well. What goes through your mind when you're on stage now playing songs that were written when you were younger and less worldly?
Well, I don't know. Maybe is this going to be over soon? No, I'm kidding. I mean, it's interesting because you get to put your own spin on how you play the songs live now, and it's more or less like an updated version of the song, right? I've never played anything the same twice, so and with this band in particular, so. I mean, that's just kind of like how I am with this band. So, I mean, obviously the songs are going to continue to evolve, especially, you know, 20-something years later playing these songs. They're going to get a little different. And that's just, you know, due to playing them so many different ways every night.
Mercedes from Kitty is my guest on the show tonight. We're helping Kitty celebrate their 20th anniversary and talking about their upcoming documentary on DVD and Blu-ray and CD release, which is coming out March 30th. You can pre-order it now. Coming up this hour, we'll be hearing from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Got music from Testament, Megadeth, more with Mercedes. It's all coming up on Full Metal Jackie Radio. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Mercedes Lander of Kitty on the show with us tonight. We're talking about the Kitty documentary, Origins Evolution. There's a DVD and Blu-ray, and there's also a CD of unreleased live performances. And you guys were really kids, like literally, when Kitty started. What's changed most about you since then, and what will always stay the same?
I'll start with the more positive. What will always stay the same, I think, with me is the fact that I like to have fun, and I'm never quite too serious about much. And I think you kind of once you get to see the documentary, I think a lot of people think maybe we were a little more serious than we actually were. And what's other than that? I guess for things that have changed, I think with my sister and myself especially, because we dealt with a lot of the business side of things, I think we're a lot less trusting than we were. And that's just due to, dealing with a lot of stuff over the years. So, and that's perfectly fine. We seem to get by okay.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Gonna take a quick break. Coming up next, though, music from Avatar. Johannes from Avatar, by the way, a recent guest on the show. If you missed it, check out the podcast section of FullMetalJackieRadio.com. We'll have the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week and more with our guest, Mercedes Lander from Kitty. Full Metal Jackie, Mercedes Lander of Kitty is with us tonight. And again, we're talking about the Kitty documentary, which is called Origins Evolution. Being a band 20 years later probably wasn't on your radar when Kitty started. How has the longevity of the band changed your long-term plans as a musician and as a person?
I don't really think when we started this band, I was 12. So I really don't think that I even had like a long-term plan at that point. I was 12. I wasn't even in high school yet. So I don't really think it's ever changed my long-term plan, but I feel like it's definitely shaped who I am as a person. And I feel like, 20 years down the road, I never thought that I would be doing this now. I mean, we recorded our first record, our first full-length record, in 1999, and our plan was to go on tour in the summer and then go back to school, and that obviously never happened. But again, like, that's kind of, we didn't really plan for the future, because with the band, or either way, because we didn't really know what was going to happen, and it just turned out we lucked out.
The Kitty documentary Origins Evolution is coming out on March 3rd, DVD and Blu-ray, and also the CD of unreleased live performances. And what are Kitty's plans to support this, and what do you guys have planned for 2018?
Well, we've got some tricks up our sleeves. I think we did a reunion show of all past members of the band, and we brought a lot of people back for a one-night performance. So I think if we were going to do anything like performance-wise, like tour or shows, we would do something like that, where we would bring and maybe take it out on the road. But we couldn't do it for too long, obviously, because stuffing, that many people onto one bus would probably be crazy. So we'll see about live shows. That's something very, like, logistically, we'd have to, and I mean, if we just wanted to go out as a four piece as a band, we would have a little bit of a hard. Our bass player passed away in 2017, so Trish did. So I feel like that would be like a hard void to fill unless we ended up doing like the whole shebang, right? So So, but other than that, we're going to be doing a whole lot of press, and so I'm sure you'll see our lovely faces everywhere.
Awesome. Well, good luck with this documentary, and it was great to chat with you, Mercedes. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.